Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick speaks out as Biden's border crisis explodes into chaos.
And, well, they don't care. They literally, look, you have to look at President Chaos. Everything he has touched has been total chaos.
Not chaos, actually. Chaos is the cover. Chaos happens by accident. This isn't. It's actually a brilliant, highly executed plan. It is a voter drive. But wait, it also could spark the solution I've been waiting for years. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is pushing Governor Abbott to do it. Do what? Nullify it. Dropkick the federal government and do your own border enforcement. Folks, before I get into what's really going on here, it'll blow your mind when I explain it to you. As I watch the Bidenites get more and more radical, I pray and sometimes even get excited that finally, after more than 15 years of watching this, we'll get to the solution I've wanted, the one that will work, the nullification. That's where Texas tells the executive branch and the courts to pound sand. You can rule whatever you want. We're doing our own thing. Oh, and come down here and make us do what you want.
The Biden administration, at the end of the day, even when we arrest them and we turn them over to them, they release them. They're doing nothing in enforcement like we're doing. So how can we take this over? Let's just hire all of their employees. Let them all come to work for us. We'll have a border force. And when the president has no one to turn to but Texas, we'll say, Mr. President, just step back and we'll take care of it, because you don't seem to care or even be aware of what's going on to begin with.
That was Lieutenant Governor Patrick. He's pushing Abbott to do it. Now let's deep dive into what's happening here, because it's about a lot more than illegal immigrants or the border. As Texas Governor Abbott himself explained, the only reason people are pouring over the border right now is because Biden has nullified a federal court order. That's right, the court ordered, and Biden said, screw you, come make me. Here's Governor Abbott explaining that.
Texas has obtained a federal court order against the Biden administration requiring the Biden administration to keep in place President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. Biden is in violation of that federal court order. If Biden followed that court order, we would not see the chaos that we are seeing in Del Rio today.
In other words, Biden didn't like the court order, so he just nullified it, ignored it. And what happened? Nothing. It's the second court order Biden has nullified in the last 3 months. The last one was from the Supreme Court. They said he couldn't extend his moratorium on evictions for landlords. He didn't care. He did it anyway. Now let's go back to Texas and look at how you play the nullification game. You just learned that the only reason these people are streaming into Texas is because Biden just gaffed off a court order. Our founders, again, would have called it nullification. But he's playing the other end, too. On July 30th, the first week that Abbott began successfully blocking these migrants' paths by simply rolling state troopers, lines of state troopers, up and blocking their paths, unrolling simple barbed wire to block their way, it worked. What did they do? They sued him. They said, you can't do that. You can't block us. See how this works? Biden nullifies and ignores court orders he doesn't like. And then when Abbott tries to stop the migrants, he sues. And the only thing he's counting on, and he's right, is that the Republicans are law and order people. that they have been taught mistakenly in school that the courts are a co-equal branch of the government. They are not. That is a lie that they began telling in schools in the 60s. Nope, it's Congress first, then the president, and then the courts. Weak sauce. Understand this. The founders intended for us, for the states, I mean, to nullify the court rulings we didn't like. The Democrats understand this implicitly. They are doing it right now. Ironically, it is the Democrats that are actually practicing the system the way the founders intended it in order, this is why the Democrats are doing it, to destroy the system. And we are so paralyzed by the falsehoods we were taught in school. Well, if the court orders it, even if it's a liberal judge breaking the law, I gotta do it. No, you don't. Abbott should hold a press conference explaining that Biden has dropkicked his court order and he intends to do the same thing. He doesn't care what the courts say. And then see what happens. This, folks, this is the fight we want. Because at that point, Joe Biden's got two options. One of them, do nothing. Or two, send somebody down to arrest the governor. I don't know, maybe FBI. They'll come up with something. Let's game this out. Now imagine for a moment, they send, I don't know, we'll pick the FBI, right? They send the FBI down to arrest the governor. Can you imagine the visual on that one? Biden is sending the FBI to arrest a governor for trying to do the border job he refuses to do. When Americans have gotten a look at this Haitian shantytown Biden is constructing at the border, that's not a good look. Let's let the country see it. If I were the governor and I had greater political ambition, I'd have my makeup on, my hair coiffed, and my nails perfectly done and ready for the handcuffs. I couldn't wait to be dragged out in handcuffs.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But would they dare? The Democrats are planning on never having to find out. Let's call their bluff. If Biden can defy a court order in order to leave the border open, if he can nullify it, why can't we? I'm betting they don't have the cojones to do it. You know why? After they had the FAA block Fox News' drones so they couldn't film the Haitians anymore, they then resumed the deportation flights. Folks, do you know why all those Haitians are down there right now? As the New York Post reported this morning in Miranda Devine's piece, those Haitians aren't actually straight from Haiti. Most of them have been in Peru, Brazil, and Guatemala for 3 to 5 years. They only started walking because a few weeks ago, Biden canceled the repatriation flights to Haiti. In other words, we stopped sending them back. That's why they were waiting in South America and Central America, because they didn't want to be sent back. When the flights were canceled, the flood began. In other words, Biden did this. That's why they started walking. So here's the big picture from a nullification point of view. The Biden administration gaffed off a court order because they have no fear of us, then turned around and sued Abbott to stop him from doing his own border enforcement, figuring Abbott didn't have the cojones to nullify a court order. That case actually hasn't been resolved yet. Then turned around and canceled the repatriation flights, essentially inviting the Haitians here. This is not a calamity. It's not chaos. It's not an accident, and it's not an oopsie. It is highly orchestrated by a group of people who are master nullifiers. So good at it that we don't even notice they're doing it. We just get mad on TV. But what are these people actually doing? A voter drive? Yeah, that's part of it. But they're doing something much more pernicious. They are establishing another level of dual justice. They've already established that laws individually apply in the extreme to Republicans via the Department of Justice and the FBI, and not at all to Democrats individually. This is phase two, in which they are establishing that court orders don't apply to Democrats at all if they want to do something different, but apply in the extreme to Republicans. Can you imagine having superpowers like that? Laws don't apply to your political leaders. They'll never be investigated or charged with anything. And then court orders don't apply to your political leaders either, when they simply don't want to do something, but they apply in the extreme to your opponents. That is the world we will live in if we don't nullify. But if we do nullify, there's only an upside. In fact, this is how we beat them. Let's walk through a mock nullification by the Republicans. Let's game it out. It's actually pretty interesting. The Texas legislature and Texas governor have already raised $2 billion to build the wall. Biden will try to stop them. They'll get a court order saying they can't do it. Now, why not launch your own border patrol while you're at it and then just do it? They'll get court orders saying you can't. Abbott must defy those orders. It is the only way we won't end up with a dual justice system for court orders. It is literally a matter of survival. If some Republican governor doesn't do it soon, we will live in an authoritarian regime. But again, there's tremendous opportunity here. If some Republican governor does it, let's game it out. The Biden people do not want to send the FBI or somebody to arrest a governor. That is lose-lose for them. The optics are horrendous. Arresting a desperate governor who's doing what you're not? Here's how the Democrats will think. What if this spreads to other states? Their only power is the power we give them by our ridiculous belief that law and order trumps all, that we have to go along with this crooked system because the courts say. We don't. They've proved it. There are no good options for the Democrats if one of us nullifies. What are they going to do? Send the FBI agents to the governor's mansion? Frog march out a governor when polls show us that majorities of Democrats, Republicans, and independents want more border enforcement? Nah, they lose in that scenario. That governor immediately becomes wildly popular. Somebody just has to go first, and all the other governors are going to want to be popular too. For just talking like he might do something like that, Ron DeSantis is seeing a boom in Florida. Wall Street folks who can now work from home are flocking there. So is everybody else. Let's take a look at what happens next. What runs politics? Donors. Money. Right? What do they want most? To make more money. As soon as business tightens in these states, get a look at a governor nullifying, they're going to want that governor to nullify federal regulations that hold their businesses back. Say they're going to want to drill and frack more in Texas, for example. And it'll go from there.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know, if there's one email or text I get 15 times a day, it's from those who want to fight, who see our freedoms being eroded on a daily basis. Some even want to use violence. These people baffle me because we haven't tried any of the other tools in the toolkit yet. Heck, as I pointed out in yesterday's Battleground podcast, in numbers, the left is out marching us and out protesting us over the Biden vaccine mandate. We haven't even tried nullification yet. The Democrats are using it monthly now. There is only one moral way forward. I mean, after the protesting and the marching in the streets and the picketing and all the things we're supposed to do. We nullify and then we make them come to us if they have a problem when we do it. We've been very peaceful when they do it. When they come to us, when they come to the states to make us do something, then resistance is justified morally. But I don't think they will come to the states, especially not over an issue like this one. Now picture the chaos that we could cause with, I don't know, what, 15 Republican red states, each of which have nullified 10 to 15 different federal things they don't like, 20, 30. They'd begin to lose control. They couldn't even keep up with it all. It's the only way forward. It's the only way we save part of our country. We're not going to save it all. It's the only way we fragment peacefully and return the federal system to what it was supposed to be, a weak central government that only took care of a few things, a government that can only govern with the consent of the states, or not at all. Anyway, I wanted you to hear Lieutenant Dan Patrick's proposal. I pray that Abbott will go forward with the wall and leave the troopers in place, or that some governor somewhere, maybe it'll be DeSantis, will be the first to resist. Someone's got to go first. It'll be easier after that. Here's Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor of Texas.
They're not telling anyone the truth. They say they're shipping them back to Haiti. Only single men and single girls, or about 2,000 single men, 500 single girls. The other 8,000 or 9,000, they're going to ship around the country to a city near you, wherever you're watching, in whatever state. So when they drop them off somewhere, they have no citizenship. They won't qualify for a job. Their kids will be three grades behind in school. What are they exactly going to do when ICE drops them off on the corner? So this is a total disaster. And when he says the border is closed, that is just a lie and a joke. While we were, I was at the bridge yesterday with Lawrence Jones of Fox. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, 2,000 people are crossing the border, McAllen. So the border is closed. Turn around. Give me a break. Here's what I said yesterday. And I've laid this policy out, and some people will criticize it. I said, look, Texas is already doing the job. I would like to hire all 8,000 or 9,000 border agents, give them a $10,000 bonus, a $10,000 raise, let them come to work for us. We'll form a border force. Biden won't have anybody to put down there. He'll turn to us and say, can you help, like they did this week? And we'll say, yes, but you stay out of it. We'll guard the border. And some people will say, well, that's the lieutenant governor, some big plan, you know, that's not real. 2 years ago, when I met with President Trump and McAllen, I said, look, Mr. President, if Congress won't give you the money to build the wall, we will. Once again, I was criticized. Well, that's ridiculous. Will never happen. Guess what? We just allocated $2 billion to build the wall. So we could take over the Border Patrol. And believe me, they'd rather work for us than for Joe Biden. And that camp down there, that's just a refugee. That's the Biden refugee camp that you would expect to see halfway around the world. It's a total disaster, and they're not telling the American people the truth. And we're fed up with it in Texas.
You know, one of the reasons that, President Biden dismantled a lot of former President Trump's policies is because he said they were inhumane, right? They were cruel and inhumane. And you look at what's going on right now. I mean, this is the epitome of cruel and inhumane, what's happening right there.
Yeah, it was 108 degrees yesterday in the shade. Porta potties stink like heaven. Food and water is slight. These people, again, it looks like a refugee camp from somewhere else in the world. They look, this is the misery index. Everything that Biden touches, it's misery. In Afghanistan, misery for those people that couldn't get into the airport, misery for the families that lost 13 soldiers, misery for the people that stuck down there under the bridge in 108-degree heat. But it's mostly misery for American citizens here in Texas and around America, crowding our healthcare system, our education system, bringing crime, bringing drugs. I'm sorry, the border is wide open. When they tell you it's closed, it's a joke.
Okay, now I'm laughing. Literally, as I was putting that into the podcast, the Biden administration is now offering to have the Pentagon send troops down to the border, and I'm laughing. It's just another game. They'll just interdict these people, hand them their work papers, and then shuffle them off to different parts of the country. That's not a solution. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has the only solution. Somebody's got to go first. Some governor, somewhere, before it's too late.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.